One of the warnings that came out of the pay equity claim for aged care workers is starting to hit home. The government cut a $2 billion deal, you remember. There was much celebration, but those who understand basic economics warn that you can't just hand out massive pay rises without someone having to pick up the tab. And the outcome is fees at rest homes. They're going up. 11,000 residents and private homes around the country face rises of $400 a month. The Aged Care Association CEO, Simon Wallace, is with us on this. Simon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
These are the non-subsidised people, right?
Yes, as you've just said, there's 11,000 private payers in rest homes, so they earn above a level of assets that the government deems that they're not eligible for subsidised care. So it's the 11,000 private payers that will pay on average $4,500 a year.
So presumably the government would argue, look, they're rich, they can afford it.
Yes, but look, I think one of the issues here is the speed with which this has been brought in, and regardless of anyone's comparative wealth, an increase of that magnitude needs some more time for it to work through the system.
So how long would be ideal?
Well, look, one of the real issues for us is not only the cost for private payers, but the costs for our rest homes. And this settlement has been imposed on us very, very quickly. We absolutely support caregiver wages being lifted, but it's happening on 1 July, and it hasn't given enough time for our businesses to adjust to a whole new way of doing things. And for the many of the small, rurally based, not-for-profit, religious, welfare-run rest homes, they are going to be out of pocket, and they don't have time to adjust to this new regime.
Is it just you guys inevitably going, look, your bill's gone up, it had to go up because you paid the poor rest home workers poorly, you got caught out, it got changed, and suddenly, you know, you're moaning?
Look, we've always advocated for caregiver wages. As I say, we've always advocated for caregivers to be paid more, and we were absolutely delighted when the government made the announcement. So there's no question that caregivers should be paid more. But more than half of the rest homes around New Zealand are small. They are not for profit. They are faith based organisations. They have very good staff retention. They have well-qualified staff. And when you have a funding formula that's based on averages, they're actually not being funded enough to meet the increased costs of putting those caregiver wages up. So they are really feeling the pinch from that. Mm. And we do not want, and nor does the government. The government doesn't want rest homes in rural areas to close because often they provide the only service for vulnerable old people in those areas.
And that is always or was always going to be the problem, wasn't it, Simon? Somebody always pays the bill. When the bill goes up, somebody always pays the bill, and generally it's the punter who does it. I appreciate your time very much. Simon Wallace, who is the Aged Care Association CEO.